This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The president of the Polytechnic University under siege in Hong Kong has said he has brokered a truce with police that would allow the hundreds of protesters trapped inside campus to leave. It's unclear whether the truce has taken effect. Earlier, police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at the protesters. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Hong Kong's Polytechnic University was in flames on Monday as police laid siege to the educational institution turned fortress. Amid fears of a bloody crackdown, many anti-government protesters tried to flee, only to be pinned down by volleys of tear gas and rubber bullets. Some were arrested, others forced to scramble back over the barricades to the relative safety inside. The Polytechnic University is the last of several campuses to remain occupied and has been used as a base to block the busy Cross Harbor Tunnel.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is inviting U.S. President Donald Trump to testify in front of investigators in the House impeachment inquiry. Mr. Trump says he will strongly consider it. AP's Rita Foley has more.
President Trump is suggesting he may be willing to testify in writing, even though he says he did nothing wrong. He tweets that he doesn't want to give credibility to the no due process hoax, but he wants to get Congress focused again. On Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi publicly invited the president to testify, pushing back against his complaints that the process was stacked against him. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer pointed out the White House has blocked witnesses from appearing and said that begs the question, what is he hiding? Rita Foley, Washington.
Riot police in Tbilisi are using water cannon and launching volleys of tear gas at hundreds of protesters who have been blocking the entrance to parliament for 4 days. They want the government to call early elections.